News. I'm David Byrd. Debate has started in the House of Representatives on two articles of impeachment against President Donald Trump. We get more from AP's Ed Donahue.
Republicans say the president committed no crimes.
This charade should go no farther.
Democrats say the evidence is clear and overwhelming.
Yes, Madam Speaker, this really is that serious.
Speaker Nancy Pelosi says President Trump violated the Constitution and is an ongoing threat to national security.
And the testimony of decorated war heroes, distinguished diplomats, and patriotic career public servants, some of the president's own appointees over the past weeks, have told us this.
Georgia Republican Doug Collins says Democrats don't want President Trump to be reelected, and they're running out of time.
They do not care about facts. They do not care about time. And one day, the clock in the calendar will hang along this body in a very detrimental way.
Ed Donahue, Washington.
Whether you love it or hate it, the impeachment drama involving President Donald Trump is considered must-see TV for many. AP correspondent Oscar Wells Gabriel says that the impeachment has brought in high ratings numbers.
President Trump has called impeachment a dirty word, but the networks that have been carrying recent coverage of the effort have been cleaning up when it comes to ratings. Nielsen reports that last week's drama that saw the House of Representatives move closer to impeachment put news networks on par with their entertainment counterparts. Fox News Channel, MSNBC, and CNN together averaged about 5.4 million viewers in primetime last week. That is about the same as some of the entertainment divisions of the big networks, which each average between 5.4 and 5.9 million viewers. I'm Oscar Wells Gabriel.
For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, be sure to log on to our website, voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. India's top court Wednesday refused